Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah Labreck, and we are back, baby. We took a couple of weeks off. I know you guys have all been refreshing your feeds, but we're back for a couple. And today's is nothing short of an amazing episode to start what I'm going to call season three, because there are no seasons. It's fine. But this is season three. This is the premiere, and this one is awesome. We're talking to Lauren Siegel today, and Lauren and I taped this before camp started this year. We taped it in June, and the podcast was actually like a year in the making. We had tried to do it a year ago, like in 2022, and things came up at that point. So we finally got it done, and then, you know, didn't put it out because we were doing all the weekly recaps, and I actually ran out of time. But this episode is awesome. And I say that every week because they all are awesome. But this one is really, really good. So I know you're going to enjoy it. to kick it off, I was reminded that Lauren was actually in my tribe and perhaps in the Tenderfeet when I was an assistant with Bonnie. So that was refreshing for me. And then she just kind of takes us through. She was in video with Mike for a couple of years, and she was in ceramics and just had a big presence at camp. And we talked about a lot of the stuff at camp about, you know, how it makes us feel. What are the life skills that we gain from there, and how do we use them in the real world? And I don't know. I think the timing of this episode is awesome because it really took me back to camp. And I know camp has only been over for about a month now, for those of you who were there this year. And maybe it's been over for a year or several years or even decades, but, this one kind of reminded me that you can always go back, and the things that we did at camp, not only do they matter, but, they have made a big impact on your life, whether you know it or not. And if you're listening to this podcast, you probably know it. So thank you for that. So yeah, this one was awesome. I can't say enough about it. Although I guess I can, because I'm going to be talking for the next hour with Lauren about it. So you're going to enjoy it. So here's my request from you. Come on the pod. I think we need to come on the pod and have more podcasts like this. People want to hear from you, and we need the content. So send an email, camptimefcdc@gmail.com. or camptime_realtime on Instagram. And let's set something up, because this was really a lot of fun. It felt good. And remember, guys, if you're missing camp, if you need camp, go back and listen to those recaps from the year. They're there for you. So that is my message to you. Anyway, it's great to be back. This one was so much fun. Thank you so much to Lauren. And enjoy the show. Bye. All right. So when did you start? Because I remember, like, when you were apparently in my tribe, I knew who you were. You know what I mean? Were you there right as a tenderfoot?
Yeah, I was a tenderfoot with our eternal queen, Bonnie. For some reason, I remember being four as a tenderfoot, but everyone apparently was five. I don't know. I could easily be. I was a 4 or 5 year old, so my account can't really be trusted. But for some reason, I remember being four. But yeah, I was a tenderfoot with Bonnie. I was a mohawk with, I think her name was Chris, like Christine or Christina.
Oh,
I don't know how I remember this, but
no, I know how you remember it. Yeah, these things stick out.
Yeah. But then, speaking of sticking out, I think I was a Comanche next with Krista, okay, the one from Germany, the white gorilla, and there was the whole thing where she would have people, and I don't know if the video started the joke or if the joke started the video, but I remember there was a video about her asking people to bring in bananas and fruit for the white gorilla, and then there was a video of her like selling them on the side of the road, like hawking them like a fruit stand. And
That's right.
I really
That's
don't know
right.
which preceded the other. But
I can clear that up for you.
oh,
That
really?
was her. She started that. She like at Flag every day, she brought the whole white gorilla to camp. And
Oh,
then
did
it
she really?
yeah, and
Wow.
then she started being like the white gorilla needs bananas, and kids started bringing in bananas. So yeah, she is the origin story of all of that. And then I think they
Wow.
ran with it in video because it was insane.
I wonder, do we know what she actually did with all the bananas?
I mean, you saw the
Yeah.
video.
Wow, we owe a lot of videos to Krista then, if she was like the origin of the white gorilla.
She is, yeah. Well,
Man,
that's
what a legend.
great. So, oh, interesting. So you went from Mohawks to Comanches. Comanches, I feel like, always had a little bit of a reputation.
I mean, I think every year our tribe, let's be real, like we were, I think from what I understand, kind of one of those challenging tribes.
Who was in your tribe?
So Brittany, Julia, and then Mike Cowell was in the opposite tribe. So he was on the Navajo track and I was on the
Right.
Cherokee track. We had Andrew Bascom, Nick Novak, who else? Those are like the main names I remember. Kenny Panini, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
Yep.
Jason Panini's younger brother. And then just like kids whose like first names I only remember from childhood. I'm just like, oh yeah, Timmy, that kid Timmy. But you
Timmy with the red hair.
and you know exactly who I'm talking about. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was my tribe.
Did you? And there was, I may have had you as a tenderfoot too.
I know. I think we're the first and probably the only tribe that had to do dead ants as campers.
Why?
I don't know. I think we like left the picnic table a mess or something, or just we're just acting a fool in some way.
How old were you?
I
Please don't
think
say Cherokees.
it was Explorer year. So
Okay.
it was like that kind of like, we can start to sort of poke fun at them
Yeah.
as if they were CIT age, but yeah, that's our legacy.
That's awesome. That does sound vaguely familiar.
Like, I was like a 4-weeker, and then I think Cherokee year I started being a 6-weeker, so I was always there a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty diehard.
Yeah. Really? So yeah, I was gonna say, so you loved it pretty much like as far back as you can remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, but I mean, I feel like my warmest, fuzziest memories, I always loved camp, like enough that every summer I was excited to go back. And, I remember enjoying being a camper, but I feel like all of my really strong memories are from being a counselor.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's pretty common among
Yeah.
people. It's just a different experience. And I feel like it's in a lot of ways even more formative years, like growing up there as like a preteen and a teenager, and then like getting into college.
Yeah. Yeah, like you can kind of like clock like young adult like life events and like
Yeah,
where you were at camp. Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, plus like as you're a camper, I feel like you can look back on your camper years and be like, oh wow, like that was amazing. But in the moment, it's hard to kind of like put words to what it means, I think.
Yeah.
But oh, okay. So, all right. So you said Mike was in the opposite tribe. So did you guys like as explorers, were you ever in the same tribe or did, 'cause
Yeah. So we
yeah.
were, so our, we joke that our friendship kind of began, I think it was maybe like Apache Choctaw year, or like mo because we were both in the, we were both in the that competition where you have a partner and you shove the pie in each other's faces.
course.
And so we were from like the opposite tribes, but he was my partner for that thing. And so I always kind of remembered. I was like, oh yeah, it's that kid growing up, the next few years. And then we were all in the same tribe explorer year because that was when they would just lump everyone together at the end.
Right. Oh, that's crazy, 'cause I do like yours and Mike's friendship is the one that like kind of sticks out to me of that like kids your age. And
Yeah.
I'm just like curious about like the origins of that when that started. So
Yeah.
yeah, so then once you were CITs together, I'm assuming you guys were just like we're in this together. We're like ride or dies, I guess.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we got to be pretty good friends like explorer year, and then I feel like everyone CIT year was like pretty tight. By that point, we had all kind of grown up enough that we were enough of us were allowed to permitted to be CITs. But yeah, I mean, it's funny. I love like hearing that we were like that tribe because like I do feel like a lot of times some of the kids that are like known as like the most challenging kids end up having the biggest personalities. And I feel like that's something, especially you notice that in video, like being in video, there were always kids where Mike and I would be talking about, we would just be kind of shooting the breeze with counselors off the clock and
Right.
like kind of, gossiping about all the different kids as you do.
Of
And
course.
like people would be like, oh yeah, you mean like this kid and this tribe has really been giving me a hard time. And so many times we'd be like, wait, what? I love that kid. He's so funny. So I feel
Interesting.
being in it was so different, like kind of like the types of kids that you saw as challenging versus just being the really fun, awesome kids based on where they were in camp, because they just kids have just have such different creative outlets.
Right. Yeah, like the kid that is more into arts and crafts than games,
Right.
or yeah, or more into video than woodlore. Like, yeah, you can see that. Yeah. How would you choose your stars? Yes, for your videos. Like, was it just like whoever was in the room, or like you knew them, or you're chatting with the other counselors? Like, how did that happen, or some of it?
I mean, a lot of times it just happened naturally because just some kids are just so much more excited to be in the videos. One thing that I feel like Mike and I really tried to do was make sure all the kids were in the video, not always equally, but we really tried to get every kid in the video in some significant way that wanted to be in it.
Yeah.
Occasionally, like there would be a particular role where we would kind of just pick a kid and be like, we want this kid to do that. And then,
Yeah.
but then like five would want to do it and be like, okay, you guys have to pick a number. And then we would just pick the kid we wanted, be like, that's
Yeah.
it. But for like specific things where we just really had a vision,
Right.
but for the most part, we tried really hard to just get every kid that wanted to be in the video, because like you remember from being a kid, it's so exciting to see yourself in the video, but
Yeah.
like it's hard to do. Like sometimes it was like, okay, how do we like get a what is this kid gonna say?
Right.
But
Yeah.
we did make an effort to do that.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than sitting on the floor of the stables and seeing yourself like in like a pan shot of Sing or something. And
Yeah.
then And I remember too also being like, oh, ours, like we did a thing, it's probably gonna be next. And
Yeah.
like there's nothing better than that. So that's awesome that you guys were cognizant of it. Were you always in video as a head?
No, I was in ceramics for my first 2 years as a head.
Oh.
Was in ceramics. I was actually so before ceramics, I was actually the first floater.
Whoa.
Which actually Bonnie coined that term because coming into that summer, I remember for some reason I remember this was Mike telling me this. So I mean, clearly I always had insider info
Sure.
just before the official announcement. But it was like, yeah, like you're gonna be kind of almost like a super assistant, like not head, but you know, like you'll step in for when other heads have to step out, and you'll kind of be like in between. And then it was at orientation that like Bonnie turned around. We were like sitting in the tent, and he turned around and was like, "Hey, you're the floater, right?" And I was like, "I'm the what?
What?
Like I'm a what?" And like that, and that's like where the term came from.
Oh my gosh. And now that's like a term of art. Like
Yeah.
there's a definition of like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's wow. Wow. That's wild. So you were always in the stables as a head though.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
never thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah,
Which is like,
different.
I feel like that's kind of where I belong.
I can see that. It's different energy, right? It's
Yeah.
like you're not like front and center, like your boatings, your games, your archeries. You're not in the
Right.
woods, but you're just a little offside, just kind of like able to take it in and kind of do your own thing.
Yeah.
Crazy. So, were you using the kiln? Were you when you
Oh.
were no.
Thank God.
Okay, good to know.
I've heard the stories and the trauma and the going into the kiln in the middle of the night
Yeah.
to take out all the kids' shattered projects, because how do you expect a 9-year-old to, what's the thing where you get the air bubbles out of it?
It just gotta pound it. Just
Yeah.
do you remember doing that as a camper? Like,
Very vaguely. I
because
feel like I think the kiln got phased out before I was even a counselor.
pretty much like the first, like, I don't know, 40 minutes of ceramics was like, you have to get the air bubbles out. And they were like, you throw the clay down and you pound it, but you, and like, you take, and I think about this now, like, you take to the counselor and they're like, nope, still air bubbles in it.
Yeah.
Like, go back. And I'm like, wait a second, now I know what's happening. And then
I can't remember if I ever did that or if I just like imagined doing it or heard stories of doing it. Maybe they still had it for the very oldest kids when I was.
oh, maybe.
I feel like there was one summer, there was like a distinct cutoff where we came to ceramics, and it was like, is this the clay that sits out or the clay that goes in the kiln? And it was kind of like, there's only one clay. Eurasia has always been at war with East Asia. There was never any kiln. Was like, okay.
Understood.
But it worked fine. It didn't get as shiny when you painted it, but you know,
That's fine.
it's a lot easier.
What were the projects? Was it pinch pots?
I remember actually putting together vague session plans, which I think I don't know if I'm the only
Oh.
person that ever did that, because it was basically it was like we do clay
Yeah.
and then the next week we paint the clay. But
Yep, yeah.
I would try to think of things to do, especially with like the little kids, because like they're not gonna, they
Yeah.
try to make something that in their head is very complex, but then it's just gonna kind of end in tears when it just does not. So I would try to do things like have them like trace their hand and like put their initials in it and paint it, or like do stuff like be like, this week we're gonna do something with stencils. And then by the time, as I'm like going through the plan, by the time you get up to like Cherokee Navajo age, it's like, we're gonna do clay these couple of days, and then they're gonna paint this
Paint
day.
it.
And yeah,
That's it. Wow, good for you for lesson planning. That's awesome.
I think that's about as complex as it got, though. I can't remember if I really did anything more creative than that.
You wrote it out though. That's a step in
Yeah.
the right direction.
There was
Yeah.
big, there was some intent.
Ah, what a counselor. As an aside, I hear they're still looking for a ceramics counselor. So if you don't have anything to do for 6 weeks,
Know, I routinely have dreams that like somehow I work it, like work something out, and am able to go back to camp.
yes. You okay? So you're definitely not in the minority, I would say. I feel like most people think about that, like, how could I do it? Like, how could
Yeah.
I do it? And you know that Eric Giddings did, or were you there when he came back?
Did he come back more than once? Because
I
I do
think,
remember his return. I was his assistant, actually.
oh, so
It was
yes.
the year that was that the year he and Sam like split
That was one of them. Yeah. And I think he had done it maybe, I don't know if it was before or after, but he was basically, or no, maybe he took like all of his vacation or whatever and was like working on the weekends, like 12-hour days. And
That is
like,
commitment.
yeah, he did the, like, there was one year that he was there, like all 5 days. And then the year that he split with Sam, which was, I think he was also working like, yeah, the days he wasn't working at camp, he was working at Genzyme. But yeah. Yeah. But like, that's the, you see that and you're like, so it can be done.
Or I'll have like a dream where I am just working at camp and then kind of remember that I have a full-time job, and I'm like, what am I gonna tell my boss I'm doing today? Like, how am I gonna just like, what's today's story gonna be as to like why I was not online for most of the day?
That's awesome. So after your 2 years of ceramics, like how did you get to video? Was that your call or how did that happen?
I don't remember if I was asked or told. I obviously would have said yes. Like, it was super exciting. I mean, Mike and I had always kind of like talked about like, oh, wouldn't it be so cool if we were in video together, and like had talked about like video ideas even before I was even kind of in the club. But it all happened. It was kind of interesting because it all happened by just shuffling people around. And I have to remember the triangle and like map it out in my head.
I
So
love it. Yeah.
they moved. So I think the catalyst was, I believe, Kyle wanting to leave video and have a tribe again.
Yeah, okay.
So the first move on the chessboard was moving Kyle to theater.
Okay.
And then Rachel Plukas was in theater, so they were moving her to ceramics.
Oh, okay.
Allie Landry was in ceramics, so they were moving her to games. And so that left the opening in video.
Oh
So then
my
it was like Mike and Lauren do video, and it was just like, it was so much fun. It felt
God.
like the culmination of so many years of like, it was a good, I feel like, full circle of the camp experience.
So once you got to video, and you're there with your good friend, like how did that go? Like, did you find out like close to camp that you were gonna be in video, or did you know? Like earlier in the school year, I guess.
I can't remember exactly. I feel like I have kind of a memory of being in my dorm room, so I must have been it must have been, honestly, I'm trying to piece it together, but I'm
Yeah.
really not sure. I know it was enough time to get excited. It was enough time to like start a little notebook and start jotting
Oh,
down ideas
yes.
that came to me. I think it was just enough time. Like, it wasn't so much time that I was just thinking about it forever, but it was enough time that it was something to look forward to. It was
Yeah.
well-timed.
Not per as usual.
Yeah.
So what was your who's like who's the camera person? Who is was it shared? Was it tell me everything.
Honestly, it was pretty even, and it came like very naturally. Like, I never feel like, I think it was just because Mike and I had been basically just spinning up goofy ideas into the ether for like, I don't know, like 9 years at that point.
Yeah.
And so we were just coming up with dumb ideas without any way that it was going to be produced. It was just things that came out of our heads that we would laugh
Right.
about. And so I feel like it came very naturally. I feel like we kind of switched off the camera stuff. At first, he did more of the editing just because I was still learning the software and everything. But eventually I kind of got up to speed on that, and so we split that pretty evenly too. I feel like he was more, slightly more of an in front of the camera person, as
Gotcha.
far as being like a character in the videos. But even then, like, we kind of, I don't
Right.
know. It was good. We had a good dynamic.
Yeah. How long were you there at in video?
2 years.
Would you be able to, on the spot, remember all of the opening songs that you used?
I know the first, like week one, year one, it was On Top of the World by Imagine Dragons, just because to this day, I think one of my favorite music videos that we did. Yeah, I'm already at week two and I'm like, I don't remember that one.
I bet it'll come to you.
I can remember like a good amount of them. I know we did this one song that I even before video, I really loved this song, but it was like a goofy like pop punk rock song from like bands I used to go see in high school, and I was always like, oh, this song would be so cool in a video. And then
Yes.
like we waited like I don't know, 10 weeks, like what year one, and then 5 weeks into week two, where finally I was like, I'm gonna use this for the opening video.
Nice.
I think we did a Fleetwood Mac song that was a good one.
Classic.
There's always a Fleetwood Mac song. I feel like
Yeah.
I remember there should be at least one.
It's classic. Yeah. Just in general, like that's a good
Yeah.
rule of thumb. There should always be a Fleetwood Mac song, like
A
somewhere.
in general, yeah, in general,
Yeah.
life tip. But I know, I feel like a lot of the song selection, it was just kind of like whatever weird music I was listening to at the time. I did like college radio, so I was always like, I always had some weird artists that some weird artists like Fleetwood Mac, if you've heard
Yeah. I hope those guys make it. Yeah. But it's like a big responsibility, 'cause that's the soundtrack of camp.
Yeah.
And like anytime, well, for me and for you, I would assume too, like anytime I hear songs that were featured in a music video, like
Yeah.
my first memory goes to camp, even if it's a
Oh,
Fleetwood
yeah.
Mac song.
Yeah.
It's like where I have, hundreds of memories of them, but like the first one that pulls up, I'm like, oh, I
Yeah.
remember, like, I'm looking at Sing with this. And so
Yeah.
it's,
I
yeah.
feel like I think I could remember the competition songs more than I could remember the music videos, just because
Oh.
there was, and I don't know if it still holds true, but there was always a formula for how we scored the competitions. Like
Ooh.
the opening relay race with the grapefruits and the marsh
Yeah.
oh no, the marshmallows got canceled because
Well,
people
of
were
course.
dangerous.
Sure.
But yeah, that whole one, that was always some sort of like fun, like rock and roll kind of jam. The any pool competition was whatever was like the sexy club jam, like the sexy radio club jam of the moment. Like we had to use those for the pool. And then for any of the eating competitions, we love to use any like kind of like pop diva anthems like Lady Gaga, just because it was always just like a funny juxtaposition of
Yeah.
like Judas by Lady Gaga and someone like eating spaghetti.
Right.
And then but oatmeal always had to be like whatever the song of the summer was. So I think the 2 years I was in video, first year was Call Me Maybe. Like it was kind of like everyone was waiting for when we would use Call Me Maybe, and it's like it's obviously going to be oatmeal.
That's amazing.
And then the second year it was Blurred Lines, which
Oh. Problematic now, but what isn't in a camp video? Yeah.
almost every video that we did.
Yeah.
But it's
Oh.
okay because Mike was Tom's son, so we got away with everything.
And that's the key right there.
There were definitely so many things that went into the videos that we would be in the editing room and I would be like, I don't know, like I don't think we should put that in. Mike would just be like, it's fine, it's fine. I'm like, okay, well, the cowl
The
shield.
cowl. Yeah. Well, it's
Like maybe
funny
that
be
shouldn't.
it's funny because that, like, Tom's thing was always like, if you even have to question it, don't do it. So you were abiding by the rule, and Mike is like, the rules don't apply. It's good. Wow. I think that's awesome. The amount of thought you put into the songs for the competitions. I think that's really cool.
It just made it, they were really fun to edit. I feel like as a kid, watching the competitions and the videos didn't interest me as much, but editing them and seeing them, like as a counselor and like watching the videos in later years, just like, oh, this is cool. This is getting me pumped up. I like this.
Yeah.
That watermelon to Marina and the Diamonds.
That's right. Oh, that's great. Yeah, and it's funny. I haven't seen a lot of your videos. I did see one that I was talking to Susan Cowell about where Mike was like a physics instructor
Oh
person.
my God, yeah.
And I know that was that you also? Was
Yeah,
that your tenure?
that was Mike and I. That was all completely Mike's idea. He wrote the whole thing. I'm pretty sure I just it was just born of his vision, and he just knew he wanted to do it. And I was like,
Yeah.
hell yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Maiko, the science bro.
Yes. Yeah.
Mike has a great story of, I don't remember how many years later it was, but I think it was someone like the parent of one of his students, because he's a physics te or was a is a physics
He is, I
teacher,
think. Yeah.
which is just as an aside, still as a 32-year-old, hilarious to me that one of my friends is a physics teacher, just because like I'm just like I didn't even know I could ever exist in the same brain space as a physics
Right.
teacher. But he had this, someone emailed him and was asking something along the lines of, and he definitely has the email somewhere and can probably remember it better than I can, but it was something along the lines of like, yeah, my kid is trying to learn these concepts, like do you have any sort of like educational, like kind of fun video that sort of explains it? And he's I think he forwarded it to me. He was like, this is our moment. This is the moment we've been waiting for.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Well, I did, and I said, I remember standing in the back watching it being like, well, I've learned something. Like, this is amazing.
Yeah, we always try to teach the kids something with our
Yeah.
videos.
Yeah. Get it in your bang for
Specifically
your
that
buck.
one. Mainly
Yeah.
just that one.
Do any others stick out that you guys made? Any favorites?
So I have to say, some of our best videos have not been ideas that we had been planning on, that we had like ready to pitch to the kids. It'd be just random ideas that we'd be like, oh, we were thinking we would do this skit about, like a ghost, or we do this skit about like a treasure hunt. But like, do you guys have any video ideas? And then some of our best videos were just from ideas that kids had. And one group of kids had the idea of like, what if we did a video of all the counselors as kids? And so we did that, and it ended up being like, I think, one of our best skits ever. Well, we obviously, so that I think the plot was, we, I think that Alana was in ceramics. She tells this girl to go get something out of the kiln, which is hilarious because we all know the kiln had not been used in like 15 years.
Right.
And she falls into the kiln. The kiln is a time machine, goes back to 1999. We had Ace of Base playing. We had to kind of suspend disbelief a little
Sure.
bit because obviously we were not all 10 years old in 1999.
Sure.
And it just kind of like, we just had each of the kids, like somehow we found a perfect kid for each like head counselor at the time. And so it was basically just them all interacting and kind of like riffing on and caricaturing the head counselors, but as their like childhood self. And but then my favorite part, just like, but my favorite part was at the end, we had this reveal where the girl who had fallen into the kiln and encountered everyone is like, oh wow, you guys are so cool. I want to stay here in 1999 with you. And they all go, yay, Allie. And then it pans out and she walks away and she has like the dodgeballs in her butt. And it turns out like she was Allie Landry. And that's how Allie came to camp. Loved it. And then we had a
What?
whole like freeze frame montage at the end. The thing is, we fired this off in week four because it just came out of a kid's head. And we're like, yeah, that sounds funny. Let's run with it. But it was such like a showstopper video that was like, that felt like a week six video, and now we're gonna have to just do week five and six and try to like
Yeah.
that. But that one definitely stands out.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Like even just you describing it, I'm like, what? Then what happened? That's
And it's one of those skits that if you show it to anybody that's not from camp, it's not the least bit funny.
So Bill Danner, do you remember him? Was
Oh
he?
yeah.
He was okay. All
Well,
right.
I don't remember him well, like as a person, because I was a little kid, but I mean, we grew up like watching his videos because Mike and I and all of our friends, like we had the luxury of getting to hang out at the Cowles all the time. So we got to watch all the old camp videos. So we were watching like Bill Danner's videos all the time. And I think his were always like, it was always basically just like the Bill Danner show, but it was
Yes.
amazing. It was
Yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
And so it was always just like Bill Danner does Congo or like Bill Danner does Titanic. It was just whatever popular was going on at the time. But that was like the formation of like I feel like that was like part of the formation of Mike and I's like sense of humor.
Yeah. No, I believe it, 'cause there is a very particular FCDC brand of humor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I think that all of us who went there, even if you only went there for a couple of years, like everyone kind of has it. Like we can all kind of talk that language, and it's I do think a lot of that goes back to Bill. And
Yeah.
he'll say that it was like his influences, this guy Jerry and Zeph. But I think it's cool that it's like, so one of the things about video is like you're pretty much the only activity where there's a deliverable, and it's like this was
Yeah.
camp for this year. And like what your vision is and what you've produced is what people will remember because they can come back to it. And like it's the fact that we all like kind of talk the same and have the same sense of humor and everything, like you just kind of keep that going. And like, and you and Mike for those 2 years, like that was it. Like this is the
Yeah.
timestamp of what camp is. So it's I think it's really cool.
Yeah. Definitely a very, I'm really glad I got to be in videos. Definitely a very special experience.
Yeah. Did you guys do the editing nights at the stables, or were those done by then?
We didn't do any editing nights. I don't know. yeah, no, we so the I feel like Mike and I's years, especially the last year, like 2013, I feel like was when the video length started to get really out of control. So by week six of 2013, it was a 30-minute video, and like we
Oh my
were just
God.
like cranking out like a full length,
Oh my
like
gosh.
20 to 30-minute video every week. So we were editing all the time. We'd always have editing nights. Usually the last night of like the last Thursday before the last day of camp, we would be like the sun would be coming up and
Yeah.
we'd be going home at like 5 in the morning and then getting a quick nap in and then coming back for the last day and the end of the year party and just being total zombies.
Oh
But
my God.
like we loved it though. It was like
Yeah.
never like, oh God, I gotta get this done. It was always just like, I don't know, it was just always so much fun. And like I
Yeah.
think about, it's like sort of, it's so wild to see now people making like people have like empires just making goofy videos for kids and putting them on the internet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, we used to do that for like $11 an hour and you could have like not paid us. And like
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that like the science bro, like that could very easily be a YouTube series right now with like a zillion followers.
yeah,
Yeah.
we were just a little too early.
Yeah. No, honestly. Like one of the things I really liked about editing night was just that you got to be on camp at camp a little bit more. It
Yeah.
was just like, it was really awesome to have those extra like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I remember, so that's when Greg Bell and I were doing it together. That was like the year that our like friendship kind of cemented, because
Yeah.
we like, you have all this extra time. And I remember we were talking at one point, like taking a break, like right outside the entrance to the stables, the one on the side. And we were just chatting, and I was like, I'm just like so happy to be here. And he like echoed it. He's like, yeah, he's like, just being at this place is so great. And I was like, we feel the same way. Like it
Yeah.
was just really cool. And you know, like very just like innocent, like, oh, we love camp.
I feel like that is like I feel like I had a really similar conversation. I think with Rachel Lucas, like just like there is like this weird field of energy, which I know sounds really like crazy and woo-woo, but there is like this weird kind of like, I don't know, it's like kind of like a different world when you like walk, it's like frozen in time in a way.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you just like stay at, it's almost like I feel like there's some sort of like literary reference that a more sophisticated person than I would get. But like, isn't there like some sort of work of literature where you're when you're in this certain place, you don't age? Maybe I'm
No.
thinking of Peter Pan. I
I
don't
was gonna say, I was like, I
know.
think what you're describing is Peter Pan, but that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, I whatever. I'm not a reader, but like.
That's fine. But you know what? Like, there is an energy when you get on onto camp. Like, it's not, and it's almost undeniable. Like,
Yeah.
you don't even have to caveat it. Like, yeah, it's you walk in there and you can feel it.
Yeah, like
And
you know.
yeah, pretty much. But you know, especially kind of being there those off hours when you know you have more coming. I don't know. It just it was always really, really special. And you know, like it, because will you tell me if like those 30 days, like the amount of time I spent away from my camp friends was minuscule. You know, it was
Oh
like
yeah.
sleeping, but everything else was like we always want to be together, like pretty much talking about camp or being
Yeah.
at camp. And
Yeah, it's so that's like one of the distinct feelings I remember about it, especially as a counselor, just how all-encompassing it was. Like you go to camp all day, and then as soon as it's over, I'm going to like going to Mike's house or going to Scott's or like we're going to Chili's. We're always at Chili's for some reason. Like we're always like, and there, especially as I got older, like I would try to, you know, I'd be working my other job or I'd try to see like other friends on the weekend and I just like I you can't. Like
Yeah.
you get like woods weird. Like when people go on long camping trips and you kind of forget how to interact with other people. That was what it was like. I just like you can't relate to other people. It's like I feel like a weird alien being around anyone that's not a camp person.
Yeah, you're so right. And you're like, I don't know what to talk to you about. Like, I don't like
Yeah.
nothing I say is gonna, you're not gonna get
Yeah, you
it.
just can't get out of the mindset for those 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would go like I would go like to like Allie Landry's and we would like go out with a bunch of people. I would like sleep over her apartment and we'd like go to camp the next day. It was
That's awesome.
just like
Ugh.
full immersion, a full immersive experience. I feel like there was always kind of the there was kind of like that next graduating class up that was kind of like you and like Katie Crowley and Scott Howe. That was kind of like one era, and then Kyle was sort of the bridge in between. And then there was kind of like me and Mike and Julia. But then as like the older you get, everyone just kind of starts meshing into the same group.
No, 100%, but I think you're right.
Yeah.
I definitely think you're right. I think Kyle was that in between, and
Yeah.
then you guys took over the reins. You're totally right about that.
Yeah.
Who was below you? Who would be that next era down? Do you?
Like Kat and Alana and but
Okay.
even then, like that was only 2 years difference, which felt like a lot when we were like 12, but once
Right.
we started to be adults, it was kind of like the same. I guess it would be like Turtle, maybe Turtle's the cutoff.
Okay.
And then whoever's younger than Turtle, I that's
Yeah, you lose track.
yeah. After
Yeah.
that, once it starts to be like kids I might have had as campers, then it's like, okay, that's like the
Yeah.
next step.
Did you have, were you John Panciacco's first tribe?
No, but I was his assistant. I think he was when I was the like a floater. I got to be with John for a couple of weeks in Adventure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, I was never like a woods kid. I don't know. I feel like I wasn't a very like I didn't like the woods. I didn't like bugs, but I just remember like being with John Panciacco. Just like that, I feel like that was the only reason that like 2 weeks in the woods just like flew by, and it was just like so pleasant and yeah.
Yeah, he was the best. I was like, I've been telling people like he was so important to camp that I'm gonna keep asking people about them to share, their stories and what they
Oh yeah.
remember. And
I just loved how I feel like my strongest memory is like hearing John's yell, because I just loved that no matter what was going on, like some kid would get up to do anything at Sing or anything would happen. And like the more bizarre it was, and you just hear, "Oh yeah." And it was just like that. It just like I feel like encapsulated everything that camp was about. Just like, I don't know what's going on right now, but I am so here for it.
Yeah. Yes, it's a great way to put it. Yeah. Do you so actually speaking of Sing, and this leads me to, so when you were in video, did you guys have a tribe or were you just
No.
okay? How did you feel about that?
I missed it a bit. Like I definitely missed I liked having like my one group of kids. I had the Navajos for years. I was in ceramics,
Amazing.
which is just like a great age, and I liked having
Yes.
like my group of kids, and I'm glad that I didn't go straight into video, because I got to have the experience of like doing the Friday cookouts and doing the market basket shop and
Yeah.
the skits and tribe time. And so all of that, I'm glad I got to do it. But then after a couple of years of doing it, I was like, I'm gonna miss that, but like I'm really glad I got to experience both, because video has its perks too. Like you're just
Sure.
I mean, for the most part, we were editing a lot, but if we had any free time, just like being able to like wander around camp and kind of go like join other people's tribe times or cookouts or whatnot.
Yeah.
Our biggest incentive, I feel like, to finish our video on time was to actually watch the skits.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, that's just like one of my favorite things, my favorite memories about camp.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like in video in general, I feel like especially as a head counselor, everyone is just such a character.
Yeah.
Like I feel like a better word for especially the head counselors, I feel like it was not so much like the staff of FCDC, it was like the cast of FCDC, because it was like I feel like it was like a
Yeah.
6 week like immersive production that we like put on for these kids.
Whoa.
Like I was thinking about it, I was like, how do I even describe, like we can't, I mean, like we could have easily all just like done our jobs, but just like watch the kids, taught our activity, but I feel like everyone was just so into like creating this experience for those 6 weeks.
Whoa. I think you're right. Because it's not like every head counselor is totally different,
Yeah.
right? Like they're, to your point, they're not just like charge of the group, making sure they have their cookout, blah, blah, blah. But like they're not all super duper loud and insane like me. But there are, and you need it. You need people who are like, hey, like, here's actually what we're doing. Like,
Yeah.
we're gonna do that. And oh, you're right about that. We
Yeah.
are a cast of characters, that's for sure.
But I feel like
Wow.
in video especially, and I'm sure you remember, like I feel like in video especially, you're like kind of just like a character. Like people see you around camp and they're like, "Oh, it's Sarah, it's Lauren, it's
Yeah.
nice." Usually
Well,
because when I like get in front of the
the
camera.
camera, yeah, like I don't know if it's still true today, but like you pull the camera out and the kids are like, ah, like everyone wants to like be in it, and you're kind of like a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Like just like, oh, she's got the camera, wow. And like we've
Do
had
they
camera.
still use a camera? Or do they just like film on an iPhone now?
I think they use a camera, but I think they use an iPhone for like pickup shots.
Yeah.
Like legit, like legit, like
I didn't think
operation.
about that until now, but like just
Well,
yeah.
yeah, the other thing that I learned is like they don't do like the video night or whatever, but because they can edit all of it from their phones.
Yeah.
So like it's just it's
Man,
crazy.
the
Yeah.
future.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's a video every 2 weeks now too, which like is much more sane.
Yeah. Yours would have been a feature length film, though, it sounds like. 2 weeks worth of material.
Yeah.
like 2.5 hours long. So I guess like in general, what about camp? Like it made it so however many years later, like, yeah, I want to talk about that. Like, what's the impression and like the feeling that FCDC kind of has on you or left with you?
I feel like if there were, if you take the idea of being in a cult and you take whatever that is and you do the complete polar opposite, like positive version of that,
Yeah.
where it's like you don't really know how to talk about it with anybody else, but you know you want to talk about it, and like it just like is just like I feel like there it's like the most comforting thing to like be around like camp people and have this shared experience. But
Yeah.
yeah, and I feel like it's also just because like who else do you talk to about it? Like, and just like the fact that there are enough people with enough to say about it, that you were able to basically have, how many years has it been? Like a year and a half of this podcast?
Yeah, year and a half, a little bit more.
Yeah, so a
Yeah.
year and a half full of material, and I'm sure you're still like getting through like people that are queued up to do it.
Yeah.
I just think it's so hard to describe, and I've just kind of stopped trying to describe it to other people, and I'd rather just like stay in the echo chamber of camp people and keep reminiscing till I die. I don't know.
Well, we here at Camp Time is Real Time. Appreciate that. Get those plays up, people.
Fan for life. Fan for life.
Yep. I love it. Yeah, I think you're probably right because yeah, like even I think you take some of even the sentences we talked about, you and I back and forth, and take them out of context. People be like, what are you talking about? Sometime around Apache or Choctaw year? Like, what does that mean? Right? So
Oh, there was such a good one that there was such a good one at the reunion that that Mike said to me. It was like, so I forget who it was that was at the party, and I was like, I didn't recognize him. I was like, who is that? And he was like, oh yeah, that's John. He's the guy that did the lasagna song. And then he so he came back. So we hired him as like the archery counselor. Or no, we hired him to do boating, or like he was a lifeguard because he was so good at the lasagna song. And I was like, has anybody heard that? I was like, that is like just the most camp sentence that I've ever heard.
right. It
The
has
most
no
camp
meaning. Yeah, no meaning whatsoever outside of camp. That's really funny, Andrew.
I went back to visit, maybe it was sometime a few years after that. I know Allie, I think out like I was hanging out with Allie Landry that day, and she had maybe left like the summer before. So whatever was like the summer after her year, we
Okay.
were, I don't remember why I just wasn't working that day. I'm assuming I just took the day off and didn't really get to work, but I was visiting and we were just hanging out. We're like, yeah, we should visit camp. So I think that's the last time that I was on the campground. And I remember feeling like, it was so cool to see the people I knew that were still there, but it was also kind of like, okay, like this was closure. Like it's time. 'Cause like
Wow.
most people, I feel like it was the first time I had been back that most people didn't know who I was. Most kids didn't really know who I was.
Yeah,
Which makes sense, but it's also like, I don't know, I feel like you go back and everything looks the same and it feels the same when you go in, and you expect to see the kids the same age as you remember them and see like everything to be kind of frozen in time, and then you kind of realize like, oh no, like camp has moved on, the world has turned, but it's always kind of have the same magic.
right, yeah. Yeah, that first time that it's apparent that you don't know as many people as you did before, that's
Yeah.
like kind of a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah.
But because well, so like I said, maniac. That I remember the first, I think it was like the first 2 years that I wasn't back. I was like, I'm going to make it a point to visit once a session. So like the kids won't like So the kids will see me, right? So, you know, inflated self, sense of self. But I remember, like, as a camper, when my favorite camp counselors would leave and they'd come back, it was like amazing to see them
Yeah.
again.
Oh my
Like,
God, when like you would visit and like you and like the Katies would visit, I'd be like, oh
yeah. And there's a certain amount of, like, as the kid being like, I remember her, you
my
know, like
God, I
it's,
remember
yeah, like that's currency too.
them.
But yeah, that first year that you can't just turn anywhere and find someone you know, it's kind of like a, oh, okay.
It's kind of like it is nice in a way though. It's like it is kind of like closure. You just
Yeah.
kind of feel like the grandmother Willow. Like yes, like camp moves on, but I'll always be a part of it, immortalized in a video or two. So I was at a conference like a few weeks ago, and there were so many things that made me think of camp. Which because first of all, they actually did the like counselors help me out. They
Oh.
like the they were in the beginning of the sessions, they were like, oh yeah, when you guys are like when we were ready to go to the next session and we're gonna, we need your attention, we're gonna someone's gonna put their hand in the air, and then we need you guys to stop your side conversations, and if you see the hand, you put a hand up too. And like
Oh my God.
I was dying because I was like, and everyone was like, wow, that's such a good idea to like get people's attention. And I was like, I've literally seen this. Like, I've seen this before. This is Tom's idea.
Someone get towel on the horn.
But so I actually, at one point during the conference, I had to actually like go on stage for just like some goofy icebreaker type thing. And before, like the same day that happened, the one of the guys of like the like publication that was running the conference, who I'd like worked with a little bit here and there on some stuff, like came up to me as we're at our tables and was like, hey, like can I have you like do I'm gonna have you be a volunteer for this thing we're doing after the break. And he's like, I can't tell you what it is, but like, do you want to be a volunteer? And I was like, this is literally Tom. He pulls you aside after lunch, like, hey, you're in today. And you don't know what it is, and you can't ask, but you just know you're going to be a part of it. But you can kind of put it together based on like, what week is it? Like, where is it being held? It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to be an oatmeal. But that made me think of it, and I was like, that was just such a Tom moment. But it also, I kept thinking of it because, like, I mean, that's like really nerve-wracking, even though it was just like a goofy icebreaker thing. I was like, I have to go up on stage and talk into like a microphone in front of this like conference full of like supply chain marketing people. But like, I definitely kept going back to like, what would Camp Lauren do? Like, how would Camp Lauren kind of handle this situation? So I think it really like stays with you.
I mean, that's like a ringing endorsement for it, right? You're like a person with a real job, and you're using skills that you acquired at camp.
Yeah,
That's awesome. That's,
100%, 100%. I'm very grateful for the person, the experience of camp, for kind of, I don't know. I feel like it's like you just have something that a lot of people don't get.
For sure, like 100%. And it's funny because just like through the course of like doing this podcast, like that's the thing that has crystallized. Like it's hard to put it into words why we love it, blah blah blah. We are an audio medium, but like it's you learn these things, and even though it was 6 weeks a year. Like these are huge lessons that you have confidence going up on stage not knowing what you're doing. Not a lot of people have that. Like,
Everyone is just their best self at camp, and it's just like, how well can you carry that throughout the rest of like quote unquote real life?
Oh, let me ask you one thing. I'm gonna let you go, but I thought there was something after I was gone, and I had attributed it to Susan Cowell, but she said it maybe was you. It was something to the effect of like at that closing flag of the last year, it was someone's message was like, take like the person you have been at camp and all you've done and like bring that out into the world, like, and, you know, like, remember what we've done at camp and bring that with you. Was that you?
I might have said something like that. I feel like it might have been, because that sounds like a very confidently delivered message, and I feel like mine was probably more of like a plea to the universe of like, I wish I could be like, I want to be the person I am at camp more, and like remember to be that person.
Ooh, that's even deeper. I like that.
Yeah,
even better. Yeah. So, okay. So that was you. That's amazing. I like read it. It must have been it was on a post or something. And I was like,
oh, I made a post.
I don't know.
Someone made those papers that they like, and, like those little paper quotes. Do they still do that?
I don't know.
Or did they just airdrop it to everybody?
Probably like check your phones. Like
Tom's airdrop.
Yeah.
Of the day.
Ooh, I don't know. I should find out. But I remember reading it, and that is pretty profound and awesome. And you're right. Like, yeah, no, I think that's awesome. And I remember I thought it was Susan Cowell for so long, and she's like, nah, I think it was Lauren. And I was like, oh my God. So you're going to get your credit, my friend. It's going to be amazing.
I mean, that sounds like something Susan would say too. It could have been her. I wrote some notes. I'm just going to see if there's anything really critical that
yes.
I was like, let's see, we covered being in the worst tribe ever, covered videos.